Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' Run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Now, back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Boys Club.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Boys Club.
Ooh, yeah.
Boys Club.
Mm-hmm.
Boys Club.
Yeah. Boys Club. This one feels right today.
Yeah, it does.
Boys Club.
It really feels right.
Boys Club.
Sometimes it doesn't feel right, but
Today it does. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, and guess who's on the line?
Ryan Kelly.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, Steve Schmidt Kia, North County phone lines, where Doug and I will be this afternoon from 4 to 7. Steve Schmidt Kia, North County, for their back-to-school buckle-up event with Man Meats food truck there. Come on out, enjoy some barbecue, and enjoy Doug and I and Man Meats. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you like that? Hi, Ryan.
I want some barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, you can come get some.
Yeah, I mean, down for that, for sure. Lunch or dinner, I don't know, but I'm going to get in there. You know, we're leaving. What is today?
Today Wednesday? Is Wednesday. When are you leaving?
Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days. I leave Saturday, like at 4 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough one when you travel international down to South America for sure. Flight leaves out of Austin, Texas, Saturday about 4 a.m. Quick flight into Miami, and then Miami down to Cuta. Cuta is the capital of Ecuador. Town of, I think, about 5 million people. And it sits at about 10,000-11,000 feet altitude up in the Andes Mountains. So you can use your imagination. Think South America. Think about a capital city way up in the mountains and the valleys with about 5 million people. It's quite the city. A lot of discos, Doug. If you ever want to make it down to Cuta, Ecuador, you could hit the dust discos and do some stuff. You know, actually, yeah. Take that back. I think Iggy might be a little bit better for me to hang out with. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Really having like a party that. Down there.
He's got all that hedonism experience, you know,
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then down there, climatizing, and I've got a pre-climb on Cotopaxi. Going to go up there to about 16,000 feet, stay at a refuge up there overnight, kind of acclimate. Then a couple other pre-climbs. We'll be summoning a 17,000-foot mountain as one of our pre-climbs. And then next week, we'll start working our way up Chimborazo, a 20,000-plus-foot super volcano. It's not super technical. You know, some of our climbs require, you know, a lot of skill. You got to climb up like the Grand Teton is a rock face that lasts 1,500 feet going up. And some of the others we do, you know, require a lot of skill or something. Really, I just rely on the guides to belay me and pull me right up. But this one, it's the altitude, right? It's tough once you break that 17,000 foot, at least for me, when I break that 17,000 foot. You know, every step is a breath, and every step kind of hurts, and then you got to keep going. And you are traveling on glaciers and crevasses, and people do die on this mountain regularly. So, like, that does happen. But, again, the technical, for me at least, is just that altitude. And we've been training, no doubt, been training for months. Like, when I say training, getting out of bed every morning when I don't want to and going to run, you know, a mile the first week, then two, three, four, five, and, I mean, I'm running about 10 miles every other day right now, doing a lot of leg working out, a lot of rucking with 50 pounds, like trimming down some weight. You know, I'm not a really big guy, but like I tell you, every pound you can take off is going to really help you when you're going up to 20,000 feet. So the training, the preparation, the planning, everything has been going on for months now, like literally months. And it's go time, leaving for Ecuador in 3 days. We do these climbs every year to raise dollars and awareness for children battling cancer. It's our Climb for the Kids, our 8th annual Climb for the Kids. And this year we are raising dollars and awareness for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. St. Jude is not far from St. Louis, located down in Memphis, and they do amazing things. A lot of folks have heard of St. Jude, but they've been in existence about 50 years. And because of the treatments, the cures that have been invented at St. Jude, the life expectancy of a child diagnosed with cancer has gone from 20% up to 80%. Think about that. So back in the day, pre-St. Jude, if your child was diagnosed with cancer, only had a 20% chance of life. And now it's up to 80. So they do great work. And I won't just climb mountains for them. I'll move mountains. Big shout out. Thank you to everybody in the Morning After, all the listeners that have donated. We have, we're well on our way to our $50,000 goal. We have, I think we just broke 42 yesterday. So those donations are really adding up. And 100%, every dollar, every penny you donate goes directly to St. Jude. We hold nothing. So if you donate $5, St. Jude gets the $5. So big thank you to everybody that's donated. If you haven't already, just if you can, please just take a minute. Donate $5, $10, $50, whatever you got laying around, whatever you can afford. It's for the kids, tax deductible, all that good stuff. To donate to the climb, you can just text the word climb, C-L-I-M-B. So text the word climb to 53555. That's 53555. And then it will shoot you a link to donate. Or you can visit climbforthekids.com. I will try to call next week from Ecuador. Don't know if I'll be able to get in. No service or not, but I'll try to give everybody an update. Again, thanks to everybody that donated. If you haven't already, nothing makes us more excited when we see those emails come across that say, you've just received a donation. You've received a donation. Makes it all worth it. When you're leaving your business now, I'm leaving my company, I'm leaving my family for 9 days, it just really makes the heart full when you see those donations coming through. So please take a few minutes. You can jump online and visit climbforthekids.com. Or you can text the word climb to 53555. Thanks, y'all. Next time I check in, hopefully I'll be safe down in Ecuador, climbing some mountains and all that. And we'll talk to you boys then. Appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Godspeed, right, sir. There he goes. Thank Ryan you. Kelly to go climbing once again for another Climb for the Kids.
But first, he's going to hit the discos, it sounds like.
That's what it's, that does sound like. We got a bunch going on here. I don't know what we got going on. All right. Somebody, Mr. Licks, says he's dropping dogs off. What is
hot
this?
Dogs?
Might need 10 men dropping the dogs off. Oh, it's Jackson, him texting. Okay. Beer Cats, really angry. Comment on her page and tell her yourself, you effing creep. That's Beer Cats.
What are we... About what?
That was about Mrs.
Scott Sprinkle Ballsack.
Oh, that's still...
Doug's Glue Guzzler. I mean, everybody just kind of lined up and fired shots during the commercial
break. Yeah, it's like that scene in Airplane where they lined up to punch the lady to get her to shut up.
Doug's Glue Guzzler said Iggy banged a couple of listeners at the same time, which I had never heard.
No.
There was no talking down in the king. Mrs. Doug's Glue Guzzler is more of a Doug body style like myself. What does that mean?
I don't know. She's built like me.
That's hot.
Not a great thing for anyone, much
You're
less a girl.
Definitely built.
She has a penis?
That off.
Well, that I don't know. I wasn't really going to go there.
Hunchback of Von Castle said, did Mr. Sink Vomit touch Iggy? Ernie Bjorkman, Doug, you know him as a weatherman.
He's doing it, yeah.
Nice, sick.
Are we really going to ignore the whole lipstick on the sock situation and pretend he's never used it? Holy effing creep.
Well, he addressed, like...
And can Beer Cats just pour the hot grease over his head? He is useless. That's from Sonia. Sonia. So there it is. Doug, the appliance discounter's 8 o'clock hour is full of hostility at the moment.
Beer Cats doesn't really have hot grease, does he? I thought he's just marrying ketchup.
Kind of ran the gamut there, didn't
promoted.
We?
Okay.
The great news is the Cardinals were in Denver last night, and as we know, that's where the Dotems live. And
I thought they were in Michigan.
Nope, that's not correct. Here, take a listen.
Backing up DeYoung. Under it. And the out. Dennis and Denise Dodum, they are here tonight. And have reconnected with their son, Deke. They always meet at a ballpark, and the Dodums are here in Denver.
Well, as we said, not a bad park to do it.
Not at all.
Brad Thompson's now involved
Brad
in it.
Did Brad know? I know Dan's great, but, like, do you think he lets Brad know this is... I'm just going to give a shout out to
I don't know.
Are they even know. Dennis and Denise? Is that even their name?
Heavens no.
I don't think it is.
And Deke isn't his name either.
I think it was great to do. I think it was purposeful that it was the seventh inning of an absolute blowout against the Colorado Rockies.
That is very
that
true.
The shout out happened so that some of the pearl clutchers didn't hear it.
This is two or three times you've gotten on the broadcast.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Very in depth.
They're not in Denver.
I think they always visit with Deke in Denver, Dennis and Denise.
We just heard that Wellington stayed with them in Michigan.
They actually went to a bar right by the Rockies Stadium.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Well, I did. I don't know if I didn't see Dennis and Denise.
Oh.
Guys, you need to play the clip of Caller Dan and BT talking about Dexter Fowler.
I have the clip of them talking about Hayward.
Justin Hayward.
Jason.
Jason Hayward is who they talked about, not Dexter Fowler.
Justin Hayward, that's the guy in Moody Blues,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've interviewed him and John Lodge.
Okay.
Good launch angle.
Yeah, I just saw a post where they were said they're bashing him. I didn't hear it.
So yeah, did they? They did not talk about Dexter Fowler. It was only about Hayward.
I don't know. The clip Hayward. I have is about Hayward.
I think the texter got misinformed or the wrong name. They didn't
Sonia Sonia.
Well, he's
now
wrong.
Peg Diaz.
He's wrong. It wasn't Dexter Fowler. It was John Lodge.
John Lodge. There's Jason Hayward criticism. Apparently, I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it.
It's pretty good.
Remember, though, when he left St. Louis, and that was after the 2015 season, joined the Cubs, said he was nervous about the aging core of the Cardinals. Well, he's getting DFA'd, and Yadi and Waino are still going. I'm really glad that he got nervous. Like, too. Gives a heck of a speech, though. Right here.
Dude, that's like my take. That's like Troll City. I love that.
It's funny how a guy does one thing in his career, and then that becomes a narrative. He gave a speech. Don't you think he stood up in the locker room and said, come on, we got this. Let's go. And that becomes the whole narrative of his whole career?
Yes, because his
stats... Like, that hasn't happened 1,000 times before?
His World Series stats were .074 batting average and an RBI, I do believe. I think the speech takes on more when he absolutely did nothing in terms of on-field production.
Okay.
I think he won it out right after Calvin May's question.
I think it's pretty hard to believe that in Game 7 of the World Series, you would need someone to give you a speech to get you up to go play an extra inning game to determine the world champion. You think everyone was saying, oh, we're going to lose. We got no shot. I just can't get up for this game.
So what'd your grandma think?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her yet.
Talk to her yet either.
But he did have one very good season here. He had one terrific season here.
He won a World Series and got $180 million. That's winning to me.
Yeah, it's a heck of a career. But the Cardinals dodged a huge bullet when he left.
Oh, boy, did they ever. Did they ever, Jack?
Yeah, and I guess they kind of dodged a bullet when they didn't get Stanton, too, because he's been hurt all the time.
Definitely dodged a bullet when they didn't go after Max Scherzer.
Heaven's sakes, what are you eating now?
You've been trashed for years. Oh, still the same crumb cake.
It's not that big.
Well, I don't know. Would you have wanted, if you got all three of them, you'd be one out of three. And you'd have a payroll of about $400 million a year. Well, 300 maybe.
Good we didn't get Scherzer.
Well, hit and miss. You never really know. And that's what's so dangerous about those contracts. You never really know. Who would have thought Hayward would be a complete bust with the Cubs?
I believe when we were talking about that, that was not something that we were high on. We were, and also the Pools thing back in 2011.
Yeah,
I do recall those things. We've been wrong about way more things than we've been right. But I want to give Jason. I was so confused by that. like because of his launch angle and his defense that he was going to get this contract. It's like, yeah, he's a good ball player, but he doesn't warrant that. Just like Dexter Fowler. He was below Hayward from my standpoint, but whatever. He had a good 2016, and then he cashed in on it. And he was a fine guy. You know, he caught hell here in St. Louis. But he was a fine guy. He just was, he'd been an average to above average baseball player for his career, and all of a sudden he's cashing in, kind of like Tino Martinez did on the heels of the 2001 World Series after he had some heroics, the 2016 World Series.
And Carpenter went to a couple of All-Star games, and then he cashed in big time.
If the analytics is like ruined in that, because you can paint a positive picture for any player. I mean, Matt Carpenter was like hitting, what, 110, making $20 million a year. You still had people going, well, look
barrel
at
rate.
Yeah, look at it. Look at the barrel on the ball. Look at the velo. Look at all that stuff. Even if you're hitting 100, you can still have some positive stats, and that's annoying.
He's hitting the bad luck. His batting average and balls in play, it's got to change.
If they just didn't shift.
Yeah.
I don't even know what WAR means. I know it's runs or
wins
something.
Against wins against replacement.
Wins above.
Wins above replacement.
What's a replacement? Somebody that took your spot?
Yep. So you're that many wins better than the person.
Yeah, what?
The player.
I mean, it's just stupid. Yeah.
Well, don't get too upset about it.
It might be the most important stat. That's how they judge contracts.
That they use. I don't even know how. What if you're replaced by some guy that thinks it's a stud and he hits like a $180? Oh, you got four wins above
it's
that
not
guy.
That it's, guy. It's a replacement level player.
Right.
It's
oh,
not,
see, I don't understand
not,
it. That's why I just say.
It's not a specific player.
No, I don't understand it. But it's something they use. Now, if you look at the baseball metric or the Hall of Fame metrics that they would put like in Baseball Reference. It would usually be a number. Now it's like WAR. Hall of Famer, 6.2. This guy, 3.9. I mean, God almighty.
It's mainly how many positive interviews they did with all the baseball writers. That's really how you get into the Hall of Fame.
And did Dexter Fowler retire?
Hurt and is not with a team.
Or is he still just hurt? Because all I see is...
I think he went to the Blue Jays and that was...
So he's still getting paid. He hasn't quit.
Let me take a look.
Because all I see is...
He is a free agent, so he is not...
Okay.
Not
really
getting paid. Doesn't need to get paid.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, I see a great picture of him playing golf with his kids and everything, but...
Oh, is that right? He lives out in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know if he was rehabbing or he quit. I didn't know. I just saw every day it's like different pictures of him doing stuff.
Let's see. He signed a minor league contract with the Blue Jays. He appeared in three games for the AAA Buffalo Bison, going 5-for-12 with three RBIs on May 3rd. Fowler requested and was granted his release by the Blue Jays. There you go.
Yeah, I can see after you spend 10 or 12 years in the majors and you've made $150 million, you would have no patience at all to play in the minor league.
Which is why I have such respect for Matt Carpenter.
Right. How he kept to it, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder why he accepted that offer to go down there and play... What, five games then quit?
Yeah, he clearly thought he still had it.
Well,
and he did.
5-for-12.
Apparently.
But I guess he just said, you know what, they're not going to bring me up, and I've really had enough of this.
Fowler only played seven games for the Angels after leaving St. Louis. That was it. Got hurt, and that was it.
Yeah.
Doug, how much money do you think Sexy Dexy made in his career?
Well, didn't he have a 3-year contract for about $18 million when he was here?
No, that was a 5-year contract.
108 is what I'll guess. Maybe 90 or 108. You know.
Total?
Mm-hmm. Total.
I'm going to say he made $170 million.
I'll say right around $100 million.
$115 is the
number. $115 million is what, 35 years old?
That's right.
It's still less than Cam.
And we're worried about them. We're worried about where they're going to land and if they're still getting a paycheck. We can't hardly afford lunch at McDonald's, and we're concerned about this guy. Oh, he's not getting paid anymore.
I brought a sandwich with pickles on it.
Yeah.
About $85 million less than Mickelson got.
What now?
Mickelson got $200 million from Liv, and Dexter Fowler played, 12 years for $115?
Yeah.
Beer Cat's not happy with Sonya. Sonya now, who the hell is Sonya? Sonya, take a double shot of battery acid and lose the TMA text line number. Now, Beer Cats and Sonya going to war. Doug Ryan Kelly, title sponsor. We just heard from him. He's the home loan expert. What is his specialty?
Well, climbing mountains this week and next, raising money for the kids and raising money for St. Jude's. But normally, he'll get you a great deal on a mortgage. The housing market has started to cool, but inventory is still low. Houses are selling fast. You need to be pre-approved today with the Home Loan Expert. Home Loan Expert has lower rates, loan programs for almost everyone, and that 10-day closing guarantee. The Home Loan Expert will have you ready to close when the perfect home hits the market. And remember, if you are a veteran, if you qualify, the Veteran Loan Program is the best option out there for you. You can buy a house with no money down and cash out refinance up to 100% of your home's appraised value. At HeroLoan.com, they cover your appraisal and can close your VA loan in as little as 14 days. Whether you're refinancing a loan or buying a new home, visit HeroLoan.com. It's the only way to VA. Ryan Kelly loves to take care of the veterans, and he will take care of you too. If you're a teacher, if you work in education, you can get that teacher appreciation loan and get a $500 gift card when you close. Same thing if you work in a union, you get a $500 gift card if you close on an original mortgage or if you refinance. Ryan Kelly will take good care of you. He's got a great staff with him. The website again, thehomeloanexpert.com.
There it is. Ryan Kelly, title sponsor of this show. EDF's Fire Division is now testing, inspecting, and maintaining the fire system on all commercial kitchen and restaurant hoods. If you have visibility, your company or place of business's commercial fire alarm panel and system, please email fire@edf-rg.com. And they'll have a technician come out and provide a free evaluation of your system and offer the most competitive contract pricing in the market. You can also check them out anytime at edf-rg.com, the official commercial fire alarm services and solutions provider of TMA. It's Engineered Design Facilities, Missouri and Illinois preferred full-service vendor for licensed and certified professional servicing, monitoring and testing for fire alarm services and systems, fire suppression systems, fire alarm system monitoring services, tenant improvements in construction, security access and monitoring services, engineered designed facilities. That's EDF. Think about it. Jackson, can you tell the people about Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies?
Yeah, he's the best in the business. Simple as that. I mean, you can be in really any situation in your life, saving up for retirement, saving up for a vacation. Who knows what you could be saving up for, or what you could be planning for, but either way, Mark Hanna can take care of you. You get on a call with Mark Hanna, you talk about what your goals are for the future, where you're currently at, where you think you're going to be at in the next 5 to 10 years, and Mark can help build you out a plan and build you a strategy. And he's a guy that, you know, doesn't just give you a cookie cutter plan, doesn't just kind of, you know, meander and listen to your thing. He cares about you individually, and because he cares about you, it's easier for him to make that plan. And you really feel good after talking with Mark Hanna. Like, you feel like your soul is improved after talking to Mark Hanna.
I agree with that.
He's like that intelligent and caring. He's a great guy. So if you don't have anybody, if you don't have a plan, if you're just throwing money into a savings account, don't do that. Get in touch with Mark Hanna today. He'll get you straightened out. And if you already have somebody, I suggest making the switch over to Mark Hanna because he's the best in the business.
There it is. Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies, online at evergreenstl.com. 314-889-0503. That's Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Doug, I got a question. Remember the show, or it was a commercial break thing in the 1980s, You Make the Call?
You Make the Call. Yeah, I remember.
You got
that.
To decide whether or not the umpire was right or the rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you last week, Stratum Structural Systems, James Carlton, Jim Rogers of Restoration One, who else? So many people helped out when we had water in our basement and we were out of town and didn't know about it. The only way we found out is my wife's parents came by the house to just check on it.
Right.
And that's how we found out about it. So in the basement, where all of you gentlemen have been for our orgies and show meetings.
Various times, yeah.
And also the Missouri football watch parties in which the Plowhawk and Iggy seemingly are not pulling for the anthracite.
They don't seem to. I don't know what's
and,
wrong with
that. And yellow.
Games we watched there, right?
Yeah. But there are curtains off to the right, and that's the window where the water came in. And so we obviously had to get them taken care of because there was water and whatever from the water in there, and we got them back yesterday, and they have now they are now about a full foot shorter than they were.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, they shrunk them.
So put them up last night, and Anna Marie goes, I don't know if these are the right curtains or if they just if they shrunk, but you know, they used to, as curtains are one to do, go to the ground.
Sure they did.
Now they're like,
they don't go to the ground anymore, do they?
Right. It's like me with lifts. They're like a foot off the ground.
Can you let out the hymn?
I don't believe you can. So I don't know what to do. It's not like
maybe take them back. Say you must have given us the wrong curtains because these aren't the same size curtains.
Yeah,
that we gave.
I mean, it's she handled this situation with regards to ordering curtains. It's not really my bailiwick. And I guess they were 84 inches, and now she goes, they're now 72 inches. I go, well, maybe they're the wrong ones.
It could be. That's a lot of shrinkage. Were they made of 100% cotton?
That's a foot.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell
100% cotton.
Want them to black. I don't care what they look like as long as they black out light. That's all I care about.
I wouldn't think they would wash them. I think they would probably steam clean them.
I have no idea.
I would still take them back and say, look, they're a foot short. What did you do to them? It's your fault.
Give us back the foot of curtain that you took from us.
She was like, these cost a decent amount of money. And I'm like, well, now we got to get to what do we do? I don't know what to do.
No, you take them back to the cleaners, and you tell them what happened. And then if they don't do this, do you know I do a radio show and I will trash you on the radio?
I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't.
Do you know who I am?
I'll destroy you on social media.
You'll never work in this town again.
No, I would think if it's a reputable dry cleaner, they'll say, we apologize, and they'll do something, either pay for the drapes or... Well, you'd have to because you can't lengthen them.
Right. Tried to do that with my femur.
We'll give your length back. Yeah, they'd probably take care of it.
Are they just white drapes? They're not white drapes. No. So it's unlikely that they were it's a case of mistaken draperies.
They're like hanging off the ground by a foot. And they used to, because me and my son play soccer down there, and the drape service is goaltender.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, indeed. So I know I'm familiar with them only because of that, and again, blocking out light, because I'm a vampire. And so I go back downstairs, and Anna Marie goes, I think we might have the wrong drapes. These are hanging off the ground. They're like this high off the ground.
Yeah, I think you got to take them back.
Oh, that's going to be an awkward deal.
Yeah, maybe you put some plants down there to cover the foot.
Shrubbery?
Yeah, just to cover the foot.
Can you raise the floor of the basement a foot?
See if I can get a 2-for-1 when I go to China to get that leg extension surgery?
Now, they still cover the light, right?
They do.
But just not all the way to the floor.
Yeah, they look like there's a difference. Like if we were to hang something above the window, for those of you watching on YouTube, and I know that's like a 1/100th of the audience, but just this. But they didn't go all the way. If that's a difference between curtains and draperies, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
That's still not a good
look.
Like
it just would cover a window here, but these go all the way down to the floor, and now they are a foot off of the floor.
You work for a radio station. They don't know who they've messed with.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what do I lay into them?
I would.
And do I just start tweeting? I like when people complain about airlines on Twitter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where
I hope to get something
gear
for free.
Or what you do is you cut them all the way to the base of the window.
That'd look good.
And then tape
yes,
them.
It would plow.
And
then
burn
you just
the
have
phrase.
Then you just they're like blinds, and you just have covering just the window.
Have a hat with press. Wear a fedora with press written in there.
And then
let them know who they're dealing with.
Then in that area that the drapes aren't coming, you put like a credenza or something there.
Tim, if they give you new drapes, can I have your old ones? It would be an honor to have them hanging in thy home. That's from Show Ombudsman Brian Henshin. Tim, you should go to Twitter and request the dry cleaner owner resign like Iggy is doing with Bubba Watson. That's from Mr. Big Cream.
Well, that's not just Iggy.
Totally different situation there, but thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, I don't see it as apples to apples.
Well, I can't imagine what they did to shrink them that much.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I'm hopeful that they're...
Drapes are pretty delicate. They're not something you throw...
Is that right?
You throw
them... I don't know a whole lot about drapes.
But I don't think you throw them in the... Because there's all kinds of things that... what they're pinched together and things because they have to fit on the rods. So you don't just throw them in a washing machine. I think they're steam cleaned, which shouldn't shrink them.
You wouldn't think.
So I'm guessing they did something wrong. They did try to wash them, and that's what happened.
And they're probably 100% cotton.
So they're at fault. I would take them back.
How many of these drapes are there? Are there two? Two windows?
Two panels.
There's no way that you've got them reversed on the panel they used to be, and there's that big of a difference. No.
My guess is the dry cleaner has the same drapes, washed their drapes on accident a year ago. They've had the same issue. Stole your drapes. Boom. Money.
Stole Tim's drapes.
Stephen Wildwood says, have Anna Marie put lipstick on the drapes and give them to Iggy.
God, that would be dangerous.
That's a true story, though. Maybe it's like the
Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife kissed your socks?
No, I think she had some on her hands and she just wiped it on my socks. She goes, what am I doing? I said, just wipe it on my socks.
And you've saved those because of that?
No, I didn't save them. I still wear them. They're my bonefish socks. They're gray with fish skeletons on them. Yeah, it's like, you know, the restaurant Bonefish
Grill. Yeah, sure, right there.
There's just a skeleton of a fish.
Oh.
That's what's on these socks. Oh, but she wiped her fingers, and the pink lipstick won't come out.
Yeah.
So it's still in there.
Guys, I'm patiently waiting for a drapery story from Iggy in which he's the hero. That's from Jonathan Titsworthy.
No. You know where I live. I have blinds.
No drapes?
No. My mother did make drapes for me when I lived
there it
in...
Is.
No, when I lived in... No, Georgetown apartments.
Doug, Georgetown right there behind the Capitol building.
Right.
Georgetown did not...
Great Italian place.
Swanky area.
Yeah, Georgetown did not supply blinds, believe it or not. So my mom made drapes for my living room.
Nice of her.
It was. One time she came to... I think it was the night she was bringing the drapes over. I'd made some chicken and dumplings, and I was such a Hoosier loser. The dumplings stuck to the pot. I guess I'd forgotten them on the stove. I forgot to turn the stove off when I served myself. And they all burnt to the bottom of the pot.
Oh, no.
So I just filled it with hot water and soap.
Sure.
And I said, it's going to take forever. I put it outside on my patio.
Someone stole it.
But it sat there for like weeks and weeks and weeks.
Ugh. Oh, you are a Hoosier.
And it was winter out. So my mom went out to the patio. She goes, what is out here? It's like a frozen pot. And I said, it's my dumplings. And she tried to clean it. I said, just throw it away, Mom. She goes, no, I can get it out. Nice. So there, I turned a drape in a pot.
That's the story, huh?
Yeah, I was such a loser.
So, yeah, well, I'll look for that. While I'm looking for the new beach and Dillian Harper and the friendly confines. You got a better memory than me because I don't remember things that I cooked 45 years ago.
I remember the pot. It was burnt dumplings in the bottom of a pot.
Yeah.
Doug, what'd you... by the way, Mr. Lex is on hold.
Oh,
now
he's
not.
On hold.
Now he's not. He was.
What's the deal with this guy?
He's like... I guess I answered it, and he just was like,
So did you talk to him?
Nah. So with the mic...
What's going
on? My
he's
constant hot mic.
Dropping off his load.
Dropping off his load?
With his...
No, not like that. He was a truck driver.
Since it's always hot, I can recognize car ID, so I know who's on, kind of.
But we have so few callers that Jackson's memorized their phone number.
Now Mr. Licks is on hold.
Calling in from a CB radio.
Is he? All right.
Okay, here's Mr. Licks. Steve Schmidt-Key of North County Phone Line. Doug, and I'll be at Steve Schmidt-Key tonight.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Licks.
Uh-oh. I thought it was off.
It
wasn't you?
Can you hear me?
No, mine is off.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What is it, Licks?
See, I have no message.
Oh, God. Last week, Tim, I feel like there's a lot that hasn't been addressed.
Doug, what needs to be addressed?
A lot, apparently. I don't know.
Well, first off, Jackson, what do you think about that Shakira news?
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
What happened?
What's going on?
Who would cheat on her?
Going to jail for like 20 years for tax evasion in Spain.
Is that right? I knew she was charged with it, but she's actually...
Charged. She hasn't been sentenced. And I thought it was only
like... They're going to take her away.
9 or 10 years. Free Shakira.
Iggy, why do you act so different when Tim's not in?
Explain yourself.
Put that off.
Well, you just would leave like in the middle of every segment, like unannounced. You would
I think I left at the beginning of this segment to go get coffee. Tim's sitting right there. Anything else?
You're taking a very business-like approach to these.
Yeah.
Well, I don't act any differently with Tim here or Tim's not here. Tim's not here. I mean, he'll scold me.
You act like when the teacher's gone and like a substitute teacher is in and you'd like feel like you can act cool and more
macho.
Well,
I just told you I didn't do that. So why don't you move to something else?
Jackson had us talking like movies and cinema for about 30 minutes every single day. It was tough.
Why don't you just turn the show off when Tim's not here?
Turn it off!
And then
I missed him too. Like I didn't even want to come in.
Hey, Plowsy, thank God you're back, dude, because PNG needs a breath of fresh air.
I don't know what I'm going to be giving you today, but I'll give you something.
Aren't you the one that said I'm the only one that talks on PNG? And now you're saying Plowsy's going to give it a breath of fresh air? He doesn't even talk, according to you.
You did two PNG episodes last week, and Jackson was in, and guess what? They're both about movies.
What is that? What is that?
Well, one of them, I think one of them had to do with nudity, so nice. Yeah, God forbid we talk nudity in movies.
What do you want to talk about? Anal today, Luke?
Do you have anything worthwhile?
That's why I like to talk about movies. Why is that such a big deal?
Oh, he's finished.
Well, it's not the freaking Roger Ebert show.
Doug Siskel and Ebert. Well, thumbs up, two thumbs down.
Again, real zinger there.
You're the one at podcast. You had to hit it to listen to it. It's not like it was on your radio. So you don't have to hit play.
Is our algorithm still like it just automatically downloads?
It's not an algorithm. It's just uploaded to the same podcast.
Yeah, but you don't have. You have to play to go find it and to listen to it. Yeah, you keep hitting play.
Well, I want to give you a chance.
We got a go kart track.
Oh wait, actually, that's right. You had an even crazier PNG last week. You tried to, like, tackle the problems of the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Yeah, who did?
And most people would say, like, you know, hey, let's make crime better. Let's get some economic development going. You know, maybe the fact that all of our political leaders are incompetent. But, no, Iggy spent the first 10 minutes talking about stoplights.
Bro.
So now you kind of get what PNG is about, right?
Was I there for that?
Tackling the problems of the city.
This must not.
No, this is Ken and I.
Oh my God.
Hey, and Jackson, like, fumbled his way through, you know, saying we need better education or something, probably because his parents are teachers. There's a biased answer. But Iggy followed up by saying we can improve the region by getting kids off their Game Boys, build a lake, and stock it with fish.
You don't think that's a good idea?
I really missed the episode.
Well, too bad. That's my idea. You know, I was the one talking, so it's my idea. I don't say, I wonder if Licks is going to agree with this.
Jackson said to fix the potholes.
All right, well, they should, because I got a little nick in my tire from going over a pothole.
Bro, the city should pay for every tire that you pop in a pothole. 100%.
How are they going to do that? How would you trust people?
You pay taxes for road construction. If that road that you're not constructing busts up my car, that's on you. I paid. So I would have gave a take about that probably. But
don't you think that would be ripe with fraud? People got a pothole somewhere else, blamed it on the city, so they get their money back.
Screw it.
Well, now I got to take my car when I go in to get a oil change. I got to show Clayton there's a little nick in the tire, thanks to a pothole, which had jagged edges on it, too.
All right, guys, you brought up
the topic, so we're discussing it.
All right, we'll let him go. He's definitely a truck driver, though.
Strong call.
Only just bitch.
I kind of like it.
I'm not sure you can complain too much about potholes. They just happen with our current road system.
Well, they do, but if somebody calls in, Raby was telling me yesterday, I forgot what state he was talking about, that you can call and report a pothole, and they will get out there and fix it right away.
Okay. Hey, Missouri.
My real complaint is that people don't use their blinkers in St. Louis.
Yeah, we talked about that, too, but he didn't bring that. You were talking serious stuff. I was talking crap.
But yeah, those aren't really the most serious problems that the city faces.
No, but Jackson and I aren't going to delve into the
don't defund the police, need more police.
We're not getting into that.
Why not?
Because it's not a serious podcast.
Oh, it's a serious problem, though.
Oh no, Doug.
It isn't a serious problem.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, but we didn't talk about it on Pepper and Genie.
Okay.
So I talked about stocking lakes.
You know,
it's not too serious.
That's one of the best.
I talked about
takes.
You should be able to run red lights if they're not going to switch at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it's not a serious podcast. My God, he's taking it seriously.
Okay,
fishing, stocking lakes.
Blocking.
I would love to have lakes around here stocked, and you just go fish wherever you want.
Yeah.
Take your kids fishing. And I did mention kids still on the Game Boys. I don't think they make those anymore. So.
No.
If you don't have a truck, a tat, and a kid by 20, you ain't nothing.
Yeah. If you live in Sullivan, that's all you need.
Total Package says, I really need to call in and give this clown a piece of my mind, but I don't have the time today. That's from the Total Package. Right. Joan Jett's groping hand says, Licks calls are fire. Sign this twink up for a brokered show.
Doug, Mr. Licks can do a show here, according to Joan Jett's group.
Well, there's plenty of places you can go for that. You don't have to sign up anything. You sign a check, but you don't have to sign up.
I mentioned Marin High.
Well, there's a clipboard where you can sign up to Parker Time.
If the price is right, probably sure.
Rich did about 10 minutes and realized he had no topics left.
I think at our next show meeting, I'll say to Tommy, some of our callers would like to broker time on your stations.
Yeah. Instead of running, best ofs throughout the day, let's just bring people in to do shows.
Yeah, if the price is right, yeah.
It'll it's be time for the Mr. Licks show.
Hi, everybody. Licks here. Got nothing to say.
Why does he sound like a gentleman from
I don't know, Arkansas?
Outside of a Roll Damn Tide game?
My accents really don't match what I'm talking about.
Well,
I just make them up.
Okay.
We've got the second biggest river in the world that runs next to our city, but now we need lakes. That's from Hammer and Hank.
Well,
I would be in favor of a lake, too. They almost built a huge lake years ago, like Lake of the Ozark size, a little southwest of here.
Build a QT instead?
They were going to dam the Merrimack, I think.
Well, if you want to go down the river.
It was going to cover up all the caves and ruin creeks and a couple of animals were at risk, and so they said no. But it would have been a great thing.
Now, my point was that, you know, like I went one day, I stopped at Tillis Park. There's a lake there.
Yeah, sure.
And I saw a couple of people out there fishing. Yeah. There's a benching. That was going to relax.
Drop a line in.
My rod was in the car, so I did, and I'm just fishing like a half hour and asked these guys.
What'd you catch?
Did you guys catch anything? No, they're not biting. I said, I don't think there's any fish in here. I've never seen anybody catching it.
There's a fish right there.
It's a porpoise.
What would it cost you? And I don't think you have to pay. The conservation department will, I think, give you the fish to stock lakes. Just say, hey, we need some bass and some bluegill, maybe some crappie to throw in here. And then you let people fish. And then you promote it, and you get the kids out there to fish. You have tournaments.
Was it possible that they did that, and these two just didn't happen to catch anything?
No, I've never seen anybody catch a fish there. I've been there more than once. And now it's just covered in moss.
Oh.
Shocked that thing. Anyway, that was just one of my points.
Yeah. And it was a good point.
You shouldn't have to take the kids on a two-hour drive to go fish somewhere.
Where's the best place to fish? Some people fish right in the Mississippi. I've seen some of the catfish they haul out of there.
Yeah, you wouldn't film the guy with his tub, right?
They're mutated.
Yeah, but they're covered in mud, and you may catch 19 or 20 logs before you get to that fish.
I think I would be afraid of a huge catfish.
Why?
I mean, they've got teeth, don't they?
Well, have you seen some of them that are like 40, 50 pounds, man?
Yeah, and what about those stingers that come out of the side of the whiskers they get?
Well, I got stung by a jellyfish while I was on vacation. You ever heard that happen?
No.
Somebody pee on you?
I was looking for it.
I saw a lot of them, though, when we were at Hilton Head last year.
I guess when it's the warmest time of the year, so late July and early August, it's a whole thing. I'd never had it happen.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, legitimately.
Oh, it stings like a bitch.
So you've had it?
Aren't you supposed to pee on that to make it the pain go away?
I work with guys that had it, and they said it's just it's a burning sensation. It won't go away.
Yeah, nice. It was about a half hour, and it was. But I was out in the ocean with my son, who is just as happy as can be, and I'm thinking to myself, I got to get him in because I guess there are a bunch of these things around. I don't want him to have his idea of playing in the water ruined by getting stung. So. Yeah, it was a legitimate, I guess, in two different places. So what do they have, tentacles, I guess?
Yeah, they all wrap around you, and then you have to try and peel those off there.
No, I didn't have that. I just got stung.
Because the stinging part is usually the tentacles, and what they do is
Yeah, I could see, I think it was on my left foot, I could see two different spots where I got stung, like a welt.
Yeah, what really hurts is when they wrap around you. They're like, if you're walking, and the tentacles will wrap around your ankle or something.
That's an octopus!
And then you have to pull them off there.
And they're still stinging you like the Dickens?
No, they stop once they sting, but the stinger goes, it's not like a bee or anything, a sting. It's just the tentacles have some sort of poison. It doesn't kill you, but it burns like hell and it stings like hell.
Aren't you supposed to pee on that?
That's why I say if you pee on it, it'll take the stinging sensation away. Then I think you have to get a shot just in case.
It'd be funny if the beach provided pee patrol. So there'd be
there's
station.
Just a gentleman who gives you his brine.
Yeah, I can do that job.
Drinking beer all day.
And there's a station with an emergency button. You just stay there and the pee patrol comes.
That'd be the Michael Jordan of that gig.
Just starts peeing all over your feet.
I guess it might make sense to have some pre-stored pee in a jar or something in case it happens.
Yeah, there's multiple uses for that.
It's like
what else?
Oh, man.
Well, Doug, you know what happened.
With the bucket.
If you get stuck on a deserted island, you just have to keep drinking your wee.
That's true. Tom Hank did it in Castaway.
Yeah, Bermudians will bring pee down to the beach with them. Because
can you imagine
there's
that?
A certain period of time. It's usually right when I get back, when I would go back, so it'd be, you know, March, April, May.
Sure it would be.
And yeah. The beach would just be covered in these blue jellyfish.
Yeah.
They would wash up. And they're still there. If you step on it, it will still sting you.
Yeah.
And some of the Bermudians would just have, like, little bottles of pee. And if they got bit, they just pour it on.
Would make sense maybe to wear shoes in the ocean. So if you step on it, you don't get it.
Well, in the ocean, they're floating, so they're not going to float at your feet. They're going to hit your chest.
Well, then wear waders.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to have a nice day in the ocean. I'm going to put waders on.
Yeah.
Just stay away from the jellyfish. If you see jellyfish out there, don't go out there.
Stay out of swim in the pool and stay out of the ocean water.
Guys, I got stung a couple times when I was in Hilton Head last year because I knew Tim would get stung in the future, so I did it to be like him. That's from Wedding Tackle.
Now, if you go underwater like snorkeling, you see them above you. You can see like at least 10 to
12. Oh, is that right?
10 to 12 tentacles.
Ah! Ah!
And that's what wraps around you.
Ah!
When I was vacationing in, of course, Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, Obama.
I was swimming and there was a seal maybe 20 feet from me. I was like, oh my God, it's a seal. And the lifeguard came up. He's like, yeah, you got to get out of the water. Anytime that seals are close, that means sharks are right behind them.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I had to clear the whole beach kind of cleared out. And it's like in the middle of summer, that's when sharks come closest to the shore.
This is interesting. I had never heard this because I had never heard Jackson's story about seals and sharks. My father-in-law claimed he got bit by a jellyfish that came out of his toilet last night and made me drizzle brine down the small of his back.
Okay.
You got bit on the back?
There's a lot of people with, like, STD that are justifying it. Like, oh, it's just a jellyfish.
Yeah, it came out of the toilet. Yeah.
I don't know if they're the same thing.
Out of the toilet.
I guess if somebody wanted to look it up, you could. I don't know if they're the same thing, but in Bermuda, we called them man of wars.
Doug, is it men of
Portuguese
war?
Portuguese man of war.
Or yeah. Man of war.
So I think that's almost the same as a jellyfish.
It's a type of jellyfish.
Yeah.
Saw a bunch of snakes in Montana. They're an
epidemic
right now. Yeah.
There I am.
Venomous?
What kind of snakes, boy?
Apparently, my brother-in-law, we were golfing out there 2 years ago. We saw a pack of snakes, like, by the rock. You know, we're playing.
A pack of them.
There was a lot of them. And
there
he said there was.
Trail in packs.
He said there were no poisonous snakes in Montana, which made me feel kind of good. But, I don't know, they just look scary.
Well, I thought there were copperheads in Montana.
Again, this is just what he said. He'd been living there for a while. But, yeah, we saw a ton of them by our dock, and then we saw some on our hike there, and just looked berry too, and you got to be loud to scare off the bears as well. So
my neighbor took their dog for a walk at one of the parks, Clydesdale Park, I think it's the name of it.
Pop, pop, pop.
And they saw several snakes, and the dog got bit by one of the snakes, the water moccasins from the floods.
Ah!
The floods came up, and the snakes are out now, and then the flood water goes down. The snakes are still around.
Those are the most common and like super aggressive. So those are
and poisonous. Right?
Yeah, those are nasty. But our dogs would just, I mean, they saw two of them, and Francine tried to bite it, and then Bart tried to get another one. So, like, they have no fear of snakes, but, yeah, that would be a problem.
Did they get them?
No, they would have destroyed them, though, but no, they didn't.
What, where the snakes slithered away?
Yeah, I saw them beforehand, pulled them back.
Another anecdote here. Last week, my father-in-law had a massive jellyfish bite on his lips.
Oh.
So he made me shower his face with my golden kidney brine topless. And afterwards, we played Tucky and rubbed our boy beards together.
That was his excuse for getting monkeypox.
Yeah, I think that would be super funny to go to the doctor, clearly have like herpes everywhere, and just be like, yeah, I got bit by
came out
jellyfish.
Of the toilet. Yep.
Mr. Licks is proposing doing a show now. He wants to know if he and Warson Woods Wacko can do a 30-minute lead-in show every morning.
As long as you can run your own board.
Nope.
Call Tommy Mattern. And, Doug, what do? You send a resume reel? Is that how it works in the industry?
A reel.
Yeah, and hopefully Tommy will tape that call so
imagine
we can hear it.
Tommy getting an email from, like, Mr. Lick 6969 at hotmail.com talking about wanting to do a show.
Listen to Mr. Licks and Orson's Wacko. I thought they were sideways. I thought they were at war.
Maybe that's why they want to do a show together.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe Tommy's okay with it. He gave you the okay to do your OnlyFans.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm also an employee, and Mr. Licks probably sounds miserable to do contract negotiations with.
Oh.
You know, seeing as he is dropping off, you know, food in a Kuna truck right now. So.
Right. Has your OnlyFans account gone anywhere? Have you posted anything on that?
Nah, I haven't done anything with it. Oh. I mean, You know, I probably could have done some scandalous, risque stuff on vacation, but...
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? You did some naughty things in Montana?
Ooh, definitely a few naughty things,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, Bill.
Yeah, it was really nice.
They
well,
all
just out, you know, you get out in the woods there, and, you know, it's...
Did you tape them?
No, I didn't tape anything.
You put something in a can for OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, that... It was just more of those intimate moments. You know, I didn't have any...
Good, in the woods.
It didn't have really great signal, you know, so it wasn't busting out Wi-Fi.
But yeah, about I probably bears could. Up in there?
No, it was all good.
Mountain lions?
I'm sure there is.
Sure.
Where we were at, there were just little lizards, and you know, we had a gerbil.
Oh. You saw a gerbil in the woods.
No, my ass.
We saw what a vacation.
Yeah, right?
Are there wild gerbils?
No,
there are wild gerbils.
I don't think they'd last 5 minutes, would they? Everything would eat the gerbil.
Mongolian gerbil.
It cleans you out like a tapeworm.
Yep.
We saw a bunch of turkeys yesterday.
There was a lot of turkeys there last year.
Where were you? Oh.
Where did you see these down the golf course?
Like at your apartment?
Oh. Yeah, they were all over the place. There was like six of them.
That hole along Lucas and Hunt has a turkey situation.
Yeah.
Par 5, if I'm not mistaken, as I recall.
Yeah, there were like six of them. And they just pop their heads out of the weeds and then just start walking away.
Deer out there, too.
We didn't see any deer.
They were riding the wild gerbils.
Mounting.
I think I saw bats having sex, but I don't know, like, how they do it.
Yeah, so upside down, I assume.
Well, yeah. Inverted. It was almost like a dragonfly situation to where, like, you know, a dragonfly will, like, sit on top of another dragonfly and insert it, and so the one is flying and penetrated.
Oh.
It looked like that, but I couldn't tell if it was the kid on the back or if it was, you know, them going at it.
Yeah.
Saw a ton of bats.
Do bats have penises?
Bats have penises.
I think
we should save that.
I didn't think any bird population had penises.
Well, today on Pepper and Genie, we discuss bats' penises.
No, we should, because I saw bald eagles flying over us at Cliff and Wade Lake there in Montana.
Oh, did you?
Blessed.
Cleavy Wade? Is that what
Cliff and Wade. It's phenomenal. But I couldn't see a penis. And they were like right over us, because they were like hunting. And we were like on the bank. So, yeah, do birds have penises? I think that's
must,
a great topic. And my spirit animal is a peregrine falcon, so I think all of that goes well together.
Well, maybe
so
we'll maybe talk today about how do certain animals get pregnant.
How do you know what your spirit animal is?
It's just, I'm guessing, it's more than likely probably a squirrel. But
you pick it. You pick your spirit animal. Doug, what's yours?
I don't have one. I try not to live in a fairy tale world.
Probably an otter.
Oh.
That would be a dolphin, I guess.
Because you're smooth as the day is long.
I wrote a heck of a children's book about a dolphin.
Oh, Danny. I forgot about Danny.
I love dolphins. I think they're cool animals.
They're very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable animals. James Carlton's very knowledgeable when it comes to insurance. 314-961-4800. Man, did he help me out last week. Holy moly, cockatoli.
Oh.
It was a week ago today, Jack. No, it was, I guess, yesterday, 8 days ago. But the point being, I guess the water had been sitting in the basement for close to a week because we had been gone.
Shrunk the drapes, apparently.
And apparently it was...
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, the water shrank the drapes. But James Carlton helped out in such a huge way. On top of right away, I'm like, I don't know what my situation is because I'm not there, but I want to make sure I let you know because it obviously could involve my insurance. And he was on top of it right away. That is not unique to me. That is just the way they operate at James Carlton's agency, State Farm Agency in Webster Groves. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency is my agent. He saved the day yet again last week. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and arm, call James Carlton, State Farm. Doug, can you tell the people about Bertarelli Cutlery?
Well, sure I can. You know what's increased in price besides almost everything is those nitrile gloves that everyone uses. The price of gloves have skyrocketed over the past few years. But if you've been following the famous glove blogger, Tom Trader.
Yes!
You know, the need and demand for nitrile gloves has returned in a big way. Everybody's using them now. They're gloves that you would want if you have maybe a latex allergy or you work in the medical field where they use thousands of them. Maybe you need to touch a patient in a swimsuit area or something. You need gloves on. Bertarelli has purchased truckloads of these gloves.
That was in the copy.
Yeah. I've been to the warehouse. I've seen all these truckloads of gloves that they have. They buy in bulk, and then they pass the savings along to you. And Tom Traven says these gloves are hard to find because of current conditions with COVID making a bit of a comeback, but they've got them in big numbers there at Bertarelli. If you or your company needs the Nitro gloves, Bertarelli, definitely your place to go. And, of course, Labor Day, right around the corner. It's a holiday for hard scrabble, working boys, and stepdads. Mm. Kind of holidays for muckers and grinders. We call it the Ivan Barbashev of holidays. It's got a no-nonsense, workmanlike vibe to it. If you're somebody who knows what it means to work hard, you'll appreciate Bertarelli for their ability to sharpen up your tools. Chainsaw, axe, knife, or even lawnmower blades. I took my lawnmower in there. He said, most people just take the blade. I took the whole lawnmower, so they had to take off the blade. Sorry about that, Marco. But you bring those blades to Bertarelli Cutlery, and they will make these tools work like they did 20 years ago. Really, it's amazing how much better all your tools will work when they are sharpened up by Bertarelli Cutlery. 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill is where the store is, and the website is BertarelliCo.com.
There it is, Marco Bertarelli and Bertarelli Cutlery. All right, closing out the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. Coming up in our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour, Iggy versus Doug Bungadass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown as the FedEx Cup is underway. And the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And, Doug, Missouri has named its quarterback.
Yeah.
22 game days away from first game. Mm-hmm. And Brian Henschen has sent in a screenshot of a post that is making its way around social media that comes from what looks like PowerMizzou.com's message board comparing Missouri's starting quarterback to Surefire Hall of Fame quarterback, and we'll read that and we'll get the Plowhawks take.
Okay.
I'm ready for a break.
That's coming up just in a matter of moments in the Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour, closing out the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Determination comes in many forms, but always starts with a Dunkin' Run. So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' Run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.